seeing what others don't. The remarkable ways we gain insights. Author Gary Klein. Lighting up life. People have a natural tendency to gain insights. We see connections and associations and notice inconsistencies. We're built to gain insights. They transform the way we understand, act, see, feel, and desire. An insight is simply an unexpected transition from a mediocre story to a better one. Performance arrows. A new movement called positive psychology has emerged in 2005. This movement has started by Martin Seligman, a psychotherapist who concluded that his profession was out of balance. Therapists try to make disturbed and tormented people less miserable. However, eliminating their misery just left them at zero. Seligman was therefore looking for ways to add meaning and pleasure to the lives of his clients. The same concept applies in decision making. Decision researchers were trying to reduce errors, but they also needed to help people gain expertise and make insightful decisions. A new equation was invented for this reason. Performance improvement equals less errors and more insights. Most organizations are about the down arrow. Managers hammered home the message of reducing mistakes, perhaps because it's easier for them to cut down on mistakes than to encourage insights. But when we put too much energy into eliminating mistakes, we are less likely to gain insights. The actions we take to reduce errors can get in the way of insights. Therefore, organizations are faced with a balance in act. To improve performance, we need to reduce errors and increase insights in all domains of life. Triggers of insight. Most of the studies held around the nature of insights have been tracked by the constraints of laboratory-based experiments. No wonder they were all fruitless or lacking in adequacy. On the other hand, a study that was mainly based around examining 120 human, not scientific, cases concluded 5 different triggers for gaining insights: connections, coincidences, curiosities, contradictions, and creative desperation. Connections. This strategy has accounted for 82% of 120 cases. It offers a clear image of insights as connecting the dots, and it suggests that we can increase insights by exposing ourselves to lots of different ideas that might help us form new connections. Coincidences. Coincidences are chance concurrences, normally ignored, though very often they provide us with an early warning about a new pattern. They usually change our understanding, change what we notice, and set us upon the path making a discovery. They can also change our actions by giving us an idea of what we need to alter to break a pattern we don't like. Curiosities. Some insights are sparked by a single event or observation that provokes the reaction, "What's going on here?" Curiosities provoke people to investigate further, leading them to the road of gaining insight. What interferes with insights? Flawed beliefs. Knowledge shields. Lack of experience. A passive stance. A concrete reasoning style. People differ in how well they tolerate contradictions and ambiguity, and this personality style likely affects their success at gaining insights. Some people become impatient with speculation. These concrete thinkers who just want to work with the facts, not with flights of fancy. The playful reasoning style, on the other hand, likes to juggle ideas and imagine hypothetical scenarios. It's different from having an active or passive stance, which can vary from one situation to another. The playful versus the concrete reasoning style is relatively fixed personality trait. Organizations and obstructing insights. Organizations inadvertently suppress the insights of their workers, and they do so in ways that are ingrained and invisible. We'll explore first the motivations, the reasons that organizations engage in this suppression. Then we will examine the methods, the ways which the organizations block insights. Opening the gates to insights. We can foster insights. The challenge seems pretty daunting, but we can make it more manageable if we can examine each of those insight paths separately. The triple path model of insight suggests the different routes we can take: the contradiction path, the creativity path, and the connection path. The magic of insights. Insights often appear like magic because all we see is a surprising finale. The rabbit popping out of the hat. We don't see the steps leading up to the finale, the years that took the magician spent practicing to the design of the hat, and the way that the rabbit was smuggled on stage. Although we may not be able to predict the exact instant when a person has an insight, the process isn't as mysterious as people think. The triple path model of insight provides separate pathways for insights, relying on contradictions, creativity, and connections. Each pathway has its own means for altering the beliefs that anchor the way we understand things. This process of restructuring beliefs, changing the story we use to understand events, gives rise to the flash of illumination that ultimately leads to insights. Insights unexpectedly replace one story with a new one that's more accurate and useful. The magic of insights stems from the force for noticing connections, coincidences, and curiosities, the force for detecting contradictions, and the force of creativity unleashed by desperation.